You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary visits Taos, New Mexico, to taste microbrews and listen to one of the fiercest songwriters of his generation.
We arrived about 6 p.m. at Taos Mesa Brewing, a funky brew pub in El Prado, New Mexico. It's built of rusted steel, glass, and translucent plastic, and nicknamed the Mothership. There's a large amphitheater out back. Next door is an RV park filled with old Airstreams and other trailers for rent. El Prado is a rural suburb of Taos in northern New Mexico, about 7 miles from the Rio Grande Gorge. Singer-songwriter James McMurtry and his band members were setting up to play about 90 minutes early. McMurtry is the son of renowned novelist Larry McMurtry and possesses his dad's gift for storytelling. Only he does it with richly textured songs that feel like 4-minute audio films. Novelist Stephen King once wrote, "The simple fact is that James McMurtry may be the truest, fiercest songwriter of his generation." There are at best a dozen folks inside when we arrive, while another 20 or so sit outside, watching the clouds darken and the wind gust, lightning visible in the distance. This is monsoon season in northern New Mexico, with thunderstorms arriving most afternoons about 5, driving temperatures down even lower. My wife and I drove to the Taos area from East Texas for precisely that reason, to escape the heat for a week. We have not been disappointed. I go to the bar to order a beer. Since my daughter and son-in-law opened a brew pub in Houston 2 years ago, I make it a point to sample other micro brews, take a photo of the beer menu, and pass along my experiences. It's a burden, but I am determined to fulfill my familial duty. I look to my right while standing at the bar. James McMurtry standing right next to me, waiting to get a beer while thumbing through his phone. At 56, the resemblance to his father, who is 82, is more pronounced than when both were younger. James is tall with shoulder-length hair, thick glasses, and a seemingly unchanging somber expression. I race through possible introductory lines, but can't think of anything beyond the typical fan guy stuff like, "Man, you are the finest songwriter in this land," which in my view he is, though Jason Isbell occupies the same rarefied territory. So I say nothing to him, just nod and order my beer. It was a hoppy IPA called Jonesy's Cross Eye Rye, which I recommend if you end up in El Prado. The brew pub slowly fills up as the 7:30 start time approaches, an eclectic mix of old hippies with gray ponytails, women in long flowing peasant skirts, and a scattering of younger folks as well. The side door near where we're seated is open, ushering in a lovely cool breeze. McMurtry and his band take the stage at the appointed hour. As he launches into his first song, a few dozen folks begin dancing in front of the stage. It has never occurred to me to dance to a McMurtry song, but that's just me. He runs through an impressive lineup of songs, Choctaw Bingo, You Got to Me, and Level Land, to name a few. The latter was made popular by Robert Earl Keen, and McMurtry seems to resent it a bit, invariably pointing out that he wrote the song, not Keen. While he's known for his lyrics, McMurtry also has a fine voice, and he knows his way around the neck of a guitar, backed by a tight band. These guys have been together a while. Between songs, McMurtry delivers one-liners while peering myopically out at the crowd, only a hint of a smile creasing his face. After a perfunctory encore, the show's over. We walk out into the New Mexico night, the storm over, the temperature in the 50s. It has been a fine night in El Prado.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.